that you just give them wisdom to make decisions be pleasing to you. We thank you, God, again for the blessings you pour out upon Tannehill County. We'll lift up those that need your helping, comforting, healing hand, God. I just pray that you do to them. Thank you again for watching over these things.
Amen. This is Wyatt. You want to lead us in the pledge of allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Tannehill County Commission meeting Wednesday, December 26, 2018, 9:04 a.m. Under public comment, I think we... Okay, nobody... Under commission remarks, let's do that.
There's a bunch of shadows in there.
Thanks, guys. I will say your friendship is the most important thing. I know we have did this a lot of other people. Even if we didn't have that hope.
You care for friendship all the time. This can happen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Slide.
I would have only laughed for a little bit.
All right.
And that's kind of dark. I hope yours is better.
Let's see. We moving on. A public hearing for proposed 2019 budget. Our auditor, Mr. Finley.
Guys, I've had cough all weekend. You don't have much voice. I have a budget message prepared, but I will probably go over that on Monday when you approve it, or the day before you approve it. There's been a lot of work put into this, and a lot of agreements, a lot of disagreements. I believe that you have developed a budget that puts you in good standing for the next year. I hope and think that your goal is to continue to keep every fund in a situation where the revenues are more than or equal to the expenses. We're working towards that, made progress, I believe, in 2018 in the general fund revenue. Several of the other ones have capital improvement accounts, which you can't expect always to have revenues more than expenses when you're doing capital improvements. But we want to look at our operating expenses in those funds, too, and make sure that they're not exceeding the revenues. You guys have questions or comments, or anybody in the audience have questions or comments?
Mike, I think you need to... Did you check the statute and see what you need to
how it needs to be opened up as far as for the public hearing.
Is it possible to get a copy of the budget?
That's what
yes.
I was thinking. Does anyone have you seen the budget?
Would
I got a copy this morning.
Would you like to have a hard copy or email?
Hard copy would be great. Actually, both would be great. I mean, we'd love to see year end.
And it won't the year end is it, you know, it's very near. You can make a real good estimate now, but you can't. In fact, we will approve this 19 budget with the caveat that we're going to put beginning balances in after we balance, which will probably be the 10th, 15th of January. But yeah, I have that available. That you know, you can have a hard copy if you want to. I honestly believe that you're probably going to be better off to use email. We would prefer not to spend that many pages on very many people. So if you can either give me your email and send it to you, or
I'll also the Taney County Commission. This is a public hearing for the proposed 2019 budget in compliance with the Missouri Revised Statute 50-600. For today's date, the hearing started at 9:09 a.m. The hearing will be conducted. It's happening here. Like I said, the public is welcome to comment, and it's to be published in the Branson Tri-Lakes News.
The notification was published in the Tri-Lakes News?
I would assume that it was. Usually that's taken care of in your office.
Okay.
Now let me say, for those in the public that have anytime you want to see these, there are several public hearings, meetings that are taking place, and they are public. You guys would be more than welcome to show up to those, I'm sure. I've tried to get this commission to have those meetings in this room rather than upstairs, hoping that we get some involvement. I haven't got that happen yet.
Well, that being said, everybody's always welcome upstairs.
That's what I said.
So, yep. Well,
yep.
The less formal environment up there is why we continue to choose to do it up there. We have a round table. We have restrooms.
You don't want me to
we
say
have snacks.
You don't want me to say anymore.
No. They did have it here publicly after we got, you know, live on the web and everything. They used to have it here. And I don't have any problem with it. It is less formal there, but...
I can get pretty informal right
some
here.
Some people would... Like your radio station, your sets at home. I don't know. No, they didn't have it live then, I don't think. I think because they went into closed session. It was just open here in this room.
I would like to see you all work towards that where it is ready to go on web like that. And in order to do that, you have to do a lot of studying before you start into it. But
question. You, I mean, it's available now. The unapproved one. And like you said, the expenses, like the July 31st would be the last time that we're not doing payroll. I mean, I'm sorry, we're not doing approving any accounts payable on the 31st. So whatever's approved today, now correct me if I'm wrong, will be what reflects in the budget for 18, right?
If you don't approve any more payroll or AP, then that's the case, yes.
There could be a revenue though. That's
there's very likely are some revenues that haven't been recorded yet, and I don't know that, but I would guess that there might be.
But the end of the posting of the 31st, then that would be the actual part that would show for the 2018 budget.
Yes, but again, I would not want to post those as final until they have had a chance to look over those. It's a pretty big process to make sure that all those fund balances are balanced. So I would guess 10th, 15th, they'll have those. And, you know, in there I always put that those will be after the year-end balance. It's a caveat in there.
So if someone in the public was wanting a copy of the actual, then you would suggest, that's what I was trying to get for the 10th or the 15th,
I would suggest if they want a copy, let me send them a copy now. Just know that those beginning balances may change.
Yes.
Then they could look online and see the actual balance.
In fact, if this broadcast is working appropriately, which we haven't got it working appropriately right now, but when it is, if they wanted to be on an email list where they got anything that we updated, we could get that to where that would occur, too. Anybody else have a question?
Miss Blue?
Did you say you wanted
to do anything for the first? No, that's not what was said.
I think I was asking for clarification when the final expenses would be posted so they could see. And I did not think that we were having any accounts payable to approve on the 31st at this time. Transfers, so it will make a difference. Okay.
I don't have anything.
You want to close the public hearing?
There's no other comments, we'll close the public hearing.
Yes.
9:15. Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve accounts payable check number 452-916 through 452-992. No warrants, two journal entries.
Second.
We have second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Looks like we're going to have one accounts payable at least next week. So there was a check short of $321.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 10th, 2018. And
are these the corrected ones, Sheila?
Pardon?
Are these the corrected minutes? Have you looked at them?
The 10th and the 14th. I think I'm okay.
And December 13th, the draft minutes.
On the 10th, there the minutes are correct, but I think I know that they're. But perhaps we need to, and I left a message for Mona, for a county collector this morning. She wanted to be in here. I went back and listened to the tape because I knew the minutes was wrong in the parcel number that was approved. But she actually said 17-7 on the tape, so the minutes are correct. But in the motion that was made, Commissioner White moved to approve the refund of penalties and interest on the noted parcel per statute. Well, the noted parcel is correct on penalties and interest, but what the collector, so I don't know if we need clarification so that our minutes would.
Why don't we just have the minutes reflect what the parcel is?
I considered that. I didn't know if that'd be proper or not, because I went back and it said she, it, then the minutes wouldn't truly, unless we added, the minutes say, County County Collector Monaco presented penalties and interest on parcel number 17-7, and that is what she said.
But whenever you say noted, whenever you made your motion, you said noted. What was noted? Was it in the form of a document?
That's what I thought that might cover it, because my motion said penalties and interest on the noted parcel.
How was it? How was it noted?
It was noted correctly, 18-7. Okay. The noted was correct.
Was it presented to us in the form of a document?
Yes.
So is that document on those minutes?
No.
Why don't we include the document on those minutes? When that document is in those minutes, that's the document.
Yeah, and we have to get that from the collector to see what that document said. It's not in the minutes.
Well, so they should have a copy of it.
Pardon?
They should have the...
Yes.
Clerk's office has a copy of it. So we can just insert the noted document that you referenced in your motion.
And be certain that it says 18-7.
I thought you just said it did.